It's Monday, the 29th of September. I'm Alec Hogg, and here is your special message for BizNews Premium members. Well, big day tomorrow. We launch the Ricardo portfolios, double, one for the South African stocks and one for the United States of America. In other words, US dollars and rands. This is a change from the previous theme, where in the past we would buy stocks over three equal installments. Now we are going to be buying every month. So we're going to take advantage of rand cost averaging. I'll explain it all in the webinar tomorrow at noon. Do join me. I'm sure that you, if you are interested in investing in equities, you'd like to get a little slice of this one. Not surprisingly, because our portfolios have done really well so far. We launched the WebTrader portfolio in December 2014 with just over 2 million rand, 2.25 million rand. We're retiring it tomorrow, in other words, closing it down, and that 2.25 million rand has grown to over 20 million rand. Now, it's not because I'm some kind of an investment wizard. It's just to do with time in the market. If you're going to be investing in shares, the thing you got to do, if you can just make sure you avoid the landmines, and that's what we are here to help you do, hopefully, and also just stay in the market. Don't be knocked around or don't be sucked in by emotion, because there have been lots of ups and downs in those stocks over the last 11 years, almost 11 years, yet they've grown, the value of that portfolio has grown, well, stupendously. We will continue with the Shift portfolio, and that was launched in December 21, January 22, and February 22. So that's coming up for 4 years next year, and it was launched as a 5-year portfolio. So we still got another year to go. And the 463,000 rand that was invested there, because we put it into US dollars, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000 over those 3 months, is now worth just over a million rand. The Ricardo portfolio has been launched because my friend Ricardo got hold of me to say he wants to invest in shares. How does he go about doing it? Where does he start? And we are going to be doing it through Easy Equities and making a investment per month of 10,000 rand in real money from our own reserves here at BizNews. Do sign up. The link is in the newsletter. I do apologize. Last week we sent a link to you which seemed to get a gremlin in it somewhere, but this one definitely works. Also new tomorrow, there's lots of stuff on BizNews TV right now, but you can go and watch a interview I'm particularly proud of because it is a new genre for us. It's a lifestyle stroke investment stroke lesson interview and a discussion in some depth with Brett Levy, who, when his company that he co-founded with his brother Mark, Blue Label, when that listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, he was the youngest CEO on the JSE, 28 years old. That was back in 2007. Today, nearly 20 years later, he's really been through the fire, primarily because of the decision by Blue Label, which was always a cash flush business, to buy CellC. They invested 5.5 billion rand, that's B, a billion with a B, in acquiring CellC, took on a company that was in far more trouble than they anticipated and had plenty of debt. Well, CellC, that investment had to be written off in toto. So imagine that. You are the guys who started the company, the two brothers, and the accountants say to you, the chances of you getting any money back are so slim that you've got to write off your total investment. But they hung in there. And a 3-year turnaround, which is what they projected, took 7 years. But turnaround they did. And Brett has told me a lot of what he learned during that struggle and during those challenges. And I strongly urge you to go and watch on Biz News TV, that interview, or indeed you will be able to listen to it on Biz News Radio. It's not the only CEO who's being featured today. Also on Biz News TV and radio, we have Simon Baloyi, the chief executive of Sasol, and Neil Froneman, the chief executive of Sibanye-Stillwater. Both of those gents being interviewed by my colleague Bronwyn Nielsen. Just a bit of late breaking news from a former colleague of mine, David Mackay, who's Mining MX is an excellent source of mining information. My old pal from university days, Mark Bristow, has left Barrick Mining with immediate effect. Has this got something to do with what went on in Mali? Probably, but you might have recalled that there was a change of government in Mali and Barrick's mine, gold mine in Mali, was taken over by the new government. They literally just arrived and took the gold out, the gold that had been mined, and put it into, into the government's coffers. It's a problem that hasn't been able to go away. And now Mark Bristow has resigned. Presumably he's going to be coming home soon. Coming home, that is, to South Africa, as he has been based in New York, running the second biggest miner in the world. So now, of the two biggest miners, both of which were run by South Africans, only one now is done, and that is Newmont Mine, which is run by the former CEO of Anglo Platinum. Well, that's it for the update today. Look forward to being back in your company again tomorrow. There's some fabulous stories, by the way, on Biz News Premium, including a crackerjack from R.W. Johnson. Don't miss it. Till tomorrow, and please join me at lunchtime for the portfolio update. Cheerio.